There are various interpretations and formulations of the universal laws of life, depending on the source and perspective. The 12 universal laws of life, often associated with spiritual or metaphysical teachings, may leave you feeling unbalanced when you encounter obstacles through lack of connection to the laws in general. It is possible to live a life of awareness relating to the interconnected laws, allowing you to ride the vibrations to a more confident, productive, and reflective living. Of course, as with all aspects of self-awareness, you can go as deeply or as advanced into any search of self as you wish, but even just being aware of the laws and their purpose can make a noticeable difference to how you function and initiate thoughts which may be useful for growth or recovery. Have a look and see what you think. This is by no means PhD level information, but a light discovery of something you may find delightful. Law 3, the law of correspondence. As above, so below. The patterns and processes observed in the universe are reflected on all scales, from the macrocosm to the microcosm. The law of correspondence is a principle that suggests that the patterns and processes observed in the universe are reflected on all scales, from the macrocosm to the microcosm. It is closely related to the concept of as above, so below. Here are some key aspects associated with the law of correspondence. 1. Macrocosm and microcosm. The law proposes that the same fundamental principles and patterns that operate on a grand scale in the universe can be found mirrored in smaller scales and individual aspects of life. It suggests that the structure and dynamics of the cosmos can be seen reflected in the structure and dynamics of individual beings and systems. 2. Fractal nature of reality. The law aligns with the idea that reality exhibits a fractal nature, where patterns repeat and self-similarity exists across different levels of existence. Just as a small fractal pattern resembles the larger whole, the law suggests that aspects of our lives and experiences reflect the broader universal order. 3. Mental and physical correspondence. The law extends beyond physical phenomena and also applies to mental and psychological realms. It implies that our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions correspond to the external circumstances and events in our lives. It suggests that there is a connection between our inner world and the outer world we perceive. 4. Symbolism and analogy. The law of correspondence recognizes that symbols and analogies can be used to understand and interpret the nature of reality. By recognizing patterns and relationships between seemingly unrelated phenomena, we can gain insights into the deeper workings of the universe and ourselves. 5. Spiritual and philosophical traditions. The concept of correspondence has been present in various spiritual and philosophical traditions throughout history. For example, in Hermeticism, it is one of the seven principles of the Kybalion, a philosophical text attributed to Hermes Trismegistus. By understanding the law of correspondence, individuals can seek to recognize the connections and parallels between different aspects of existence. It invites us to explore the interrelatedness of phenomena, both within ourselves and in the world around us, allowing for a deeper understanding of the underlying unity and patterns that shape our experiences.